Let's go north now, where Stormont First Minister Michelle O'Neill has apologised for attending the funeral of a veteran Republican, Bobby Storey, at the height of the COVID pandemic in the north. She was giving evidence to the UK COVID inquiry in Belfast today. In June 2020, she and other members of the party leadership went to the funeral of the veteran Republican. The Sinn Féin leadership attended the event, which saw thousands of mourners line the route.
I also know equally that my actions compounded the hurt and that horrible experience that those families have gone through. I also know that my actions also angered the families, and for that, I'm truly sorry. I am sorry for going, and I'm sorry for the hurt that's been caused after that. And I want to make that statement very clear on the record again today.
Did you realise at the time the hurt and anger that going to the funeral would cause?
I didn't, but I ought to have.
That's Michelle O'Neill speaking at the UK COVID inquiry today. Watching and listening, our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, tell us more about the questions put to Michelle O'Neill and the answers that she gave.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Well, as you said there, Bobby Storey, he was a senior IRA commander and in latter years a senior figure in Sinn Féin in the north. Now, when he died in June 2020, there were pretty strict funeral protocols in place that restricted how families buried loved ones, including those lost to COVID. But on that particular day, thousands of mourners lined the route in West Belfast. The Sinn Féin leadership, as you say, were all there. It was conducted very much like a traditional Republican funeral. The PSNI did investigate, but ultimately, the Public Prosecution Service decided there should be no prosecutions, citing the complexity of the regulations in place at the time. But there's no doubt at all that the images of that day caused outrage at the time. And they were always going to be a big focus of Michelle O'Neill's evidence at the UK COVID inquiry in Belfast today. Now, previously, she had acknowledged the hurt it caused. Today, she went considerably further than that. She said, first of all, that she shouldn't have gone. She conceded that she'd undermined public health messaging, and she damaged politics at a time when unity really was required. The inquiry chair, Baroness Heather Hallett, asked, could she not have predicted the reaction? As you heard in the clip there, she said she hadn't, but she ought to have done. And then Baroness Hallett followed up with another question. She said, look, there's a pretty simple point of principle here. Those who set the rules should keep the rules in the spirit and the letter of them. And she actually said it was hypocritical for Michelle O'Neill to criticise Boris Johnson for Downing Street parties, as she had done in her statement to the inquiry when she had done effectively what she had done around the Bobby Storey funeral. It was quite interesting because the bereaved families, there's a pressure group which represents some of the bereaved families. They were there this morning attending the session, listening to Michelle O'Neill's evidence. And I spoke to Brenda Doherty, whose 82-year-old mother, Ruth Burke, died early in the pandemic, just to get a sense of how she and the others felt about the, not just what was said in terms of the apology, but how it was delivered.
I'm not going to take the fact that it was 4 years. I mean, I'm going to take it as it was said, that she did acknowledge she shouldn't have been there. She seemed emotional. She did say she didn't want to compound the grief that any of us had experienced, which unfortunately her actions did. But I will take her acknowledgement at face value. But the biggest thing for me this morning was actually the interjection from Baroness Hallett whenever she challenged the fact that Michelle O'Neill had talked about Boris Johnson and his rule breaking and his partying, and Lady Hallett really did pot kettle black in the fact that she acknowledged that what Michelle O'Neill did was exactly the same.
Was Michelle O'Neill sure-footed under this line of questioning, Conor?
I think she felt under pressure. I mean, this all came up quite early on. What normally happens on these occasions is that they take them through it sequentially. So we start off with like pre-pandemic and then the preparations, etc., etc. We actually got into this evidence very early on, I think earlier than probably most people were expecting. And you could see how the Council of the Inquiry was teeing Michelle up a little bit, because she said to her early on in the session, do you think you gave good political leadership to the people of Northern Ireland? To which Michelle O'Neill said she felt that in broad terms, with one or two exceptions, which was obviously when she was referring to the Bobby Storey funeral, she felt she had. And then we got into this kind of very close questioning about her actions around the Bobby Storey funeral. So I think it probably was a pretty uncomfortable session, certainly in the early stages of it. Although we've now moved on to a degree, and she seems a little more sure-footed in the areas in which she's in now.
It's been an uncomfortable listen into the insights of the way government works or doesn't work into the North right throughout this inquiry.
Yeah, and we had an example of that again this morning. We learned a little bit about the political tensions at the heart of Stormont's mandatory coalition and how that impacted decision making. I mean, people have to remember here that the executive was only back up in January 2020 after 3 years of collapse, and almost immediately then was cast into this global pandemic. So this inquiry has the power to force the production of things like private WhatsApp messages. That's always going to be a very uncomfortable place for people potentially to be. So we did see some private WhatsApp messages between Michelle O'Neill and Arlene Foster from March 2020, in which Arlene Foster was accusing Michelle O'Neill of playing politics around criticism of the health minister for a delay in closing schools, something that Arlene Foster said she found hugely disappointing. Now, Michelle O'Neill, in her evidence to the inquiry this morning, rejected that she was guilty of playing politics. She said she was trying to get the executive to take the best possible decisions. There was a great deal of confusion around the closure of schools, and that's the issue that was at hand here. They'd closed south of the border, but they were still open north of the border, and parents were voting with their feet. So, you know, Michelle O'Neill said, you know, the Council of the Inquiry said, look, this is hardly a mature discussion between two leaders. And Michelle O'Neill said, look, it's one exchange at a particular point of time. It's not illustrative of the wider effort by the executive over the long months of the pandemic.
Conor McAuley in Belfast, thank you. We'll hear from the border between Russia and Ukraine next.